Good morning, Fariba.
Hello, hello.
So,
oh my gosh.
You woke up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You brushed your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me why you brushed your teeth?
Oh, because I feel so gross, like not brushing my teeth every 4 hours.
Right. So it's for you.
I think it's more of a habitual. Also, like, you know, when you have like a layer of like, ugh. Yeah.
It's for you.
It's for me, of course. Yeah.
Okay. I think there is a piece of me that brushes my teeth for the society.
The idea that if you don't brush your teeth, it's bad.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like the perception that bothers you in your mind more than the actual hygiene of it.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you woke up today and that's what you thought
about. That's what I thought about. We both did the same act with different intent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So today's word of the day is intent. Yeah. I'm going to get everyone really excited here because this is a hot topic.
It really is.
Reba and I have been arguing about this for months.
Guys, if not years.
And it's such an innocent, simple word.
It really is.
It is really a point of contention between us two. So
why don't you give the audience a little bit background of when it gets brought up, though?
Okay,
there's specific moments in our friendship where this topic gets brought up.
The idea of intent is constantly brought up between us two when we're talking about the men in our lives. So for example, one man will end things with us and we'll be heartbroken over it and we'll start discussing and detailing what went wrong.
Yeah.
And we usually reach a certain point in that discussion where the other person says, okay, well, do you think that's really what he meant by that? Or we'll get to the point in the discussion where we'll say, do you think that he was really conscious about what he was doing? How aware was he? And before I continue on, I did pull up the legal definition of intent because mm-hmm. there's two definitions of
yes.
intent. There's just a casual, everyday dictionary.
Like the motive.
Yeah. No, and it's so if you're looking it up in the dictionary, intent is pretty simple. It's just describing, you know, what purpose do you have? Kind of like we just discussed with brushing your teeth. Why? What is your end goal with brushing your teeth? Mm-hmm. But when we get to the legal side, it gets a little bit trickier. So intent refers to the mental state of the individual consisting of the desire or purpose to achieve a particular consequence, or where the consequences the person sees as certain, substantially or practically certain.
Going back to when it gets brought up between us, and it's often when we're trying to understand someone's actions, and it's generally when we're trying to decipher, when we say things like, well, you know, he didn't mean anything bad by it, he's not a bad person, or she's not a bad person, they didn't mean anything by it, they're just not capable of X. And so usually the word between us gets brought up is when the action itself is being questioned in relation to the person's character.
And so this is why we argue so much
yes.
about it.
Yes.
Because there's a reason why I asked the brushing the teeth question. Because it doesn't matter who you ask, everyone's going to say something different.
Mm-hmm.
And so just as with brushing the teeth, you can assume that people intend to brush their teeth for their own confidence, for their own cleanliness, because
yeah.
everyone should have a standard for themselves. But that's yeah. assuming that person's conscious.
Yes, that's correct.
And this is why we constantly argue about the intent of our ex-boyfriends, because the other person has their own narration of how this played out.
I agree. Just circling back to some of the different conversations we had, I would definitely agree with you on certain things. You're right. On certain things that are relevant to you, that are based on your own personal life, your purpose, your objective, your intent for your actions are not necessarily as critical or vital as when it's related to other people. So for example, Cynthia wakes up and she brushes her teeth. Now the intent behind why she's brushing her teeth is up to her. You're not harming anyone by not brushing. You're harming yourself.
Well, up for debate. I mean, I could be harming the, if I was a teacher, you know, those teachers that used to have coffee breath.
Right. But you're still not actually hurting someone. The moment you're hurting someone is, let's say we take the scenario of the teacher with the coffee breath, is let's say you have a 7 a.m. tutoring, which is one-on-one, and you sit right next to a kid, and now your personal hygiene is impacting someone's, like, well-being.
Okay,
right?
But
their comfort. Now, again, up to this point, it's still okay. Here's where my issue comes in. When you are told, hey, Cynthia, X action is hurting me. Hey, Cynthia, someone who says, who cares about me, who is my friend, your behavior and your actions are hurting my feelings. And then you continue to do so with justification. That, to me, has bad intent behind your actions.
Okay, no, we got to back up. Because the reason I used a more day-to-day example is because we wouldn't be putting such an intense microscope and our own on it. But
I disagree.
It does. The day-to-day does have consequences, because I can't tell you the number of kids in school that complain about that teacher with too strong coffee breath. I have a very sensitive stomach. Mm-hmm. And I get nauseous very easily. Mm-hmm. And whenever that teacher rolled around, it's traumatic for me.
Right.
It's so traumatic that I could smell their coffee breath still to this day.
Right.
And it ruined my day. Now, right. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't communicate it in that way. But no, don't nod your head, because I'm going to continue on, Reva. The same argument could be made for me in relationships. I did not communicate my hurt in that way. And the only reason you're seeing it that way is because you're an outsider and you're trying to protect me.
I've seen your messages.
But do you understand? So I'm trying to take this out of it, because what we have to put into this is how selfish people are. And I'm very choosy where I'm selfish in my life. Okay?
Yeah.
But then who's to say that someone, when I'm being very selfish in a certain thing, and I just deem that as not an area that I have to worry about being selfish in, who's to say that that's a bad area to be selfish in for this group of people, right? The coffee breath people.
Right.
So you don't see that as a massive thing, but there are people that could see that.
I'm not saying it's not a massive thing. What I'm saying is, even to the point of, it could be any kind of action. It could be your, Cynthia is, you know, as you just said, you labeled yourself selfish in certain areas. As long as your selfishness is not necessarily harming anyone or making someone uncomfortable, and they have now communicated to you that it's making you uncomfortable, right? So I think there's different layers to this. One, it's the action, right? The behavior, then are you making anyone uncomfortable or harming anyone by this action? And maybe you're so, as we've seen with some people, they're just so self-absorbed that they don't even know. Fine. I'll even go to that far and say, you know what? Up to that point, it's okay. But this is where my problem comes in, is when you have now communicated. And I know you say that in terms of, like, you haven't communicated sometimes. I've also seen the way you've communicated. I'm not being biased. I've seen it with my own eyes how you've communicated. In fact, very recent personal experience I had is you sent me a text and it brought tears to my eyes because of how well you articulated your feelings and your emotions. And I was in awe of your writing skills. So I would definitely push back on that you said you didn't communicate with the guy, because I know it's not you. The actions, whether it's big or small, it doesn't matter. It could be something as simple as brushing your teeth, putting on deodorant. I had an experience with a girl I played basketball with growing up. She didn't want to wear freaking deodorant. get off the team. I was a captain of the basketball team, and it annoyed the crap out of me because every other girl would come to me and say, this is disgusting. So what did I do? I bought her deodorant.
But what if it was in her culture not to?
It wasn't. I had a conversation with her. She's like, oh, I just don't like soap. There's soap-free, fragrant-free deodorants. Like, you cannot be, at a certain point, your selfishness is with bad intent. You now care so little, going out of your way to care so little about other people, that your selfishness is causing harm. Now, if now you're aware that it's causing harm and you continue to do so, you're aware that the banana you just mistakenly didn't scan, but you did it anyway and you continue doing it, this is with bad intent.
Okay, let's back up because I'm banana girl. This is where we always disagree. Mm-hmm. Because you associate people who care so little, where that line is for you, with bad intent. That's where you become a bad person.
But with awareness, not just care right. so little. As an adult, there's only so much you can continue walking around the world being like, well, I don't know. Like, that's not...
But who's to say what categories we should or shouldn't know? This is where I personally mm-hmm. have a really hard time with this because I have a lot of anxiety. Mm-hmm. And so there's certain areas in my life where I have to just ignore things
right.
and shrug it off and say, well, the world's going to suffer here on my behalf because I can only take so much
right.
in my own life. So now I got to be selfish here. Now I got to do bad things to these people because I have to be selfish.
Maintain your own. Right.
Right. And so, but who am I to say that these areas are the right areas to be selfish in? I'm still hurting people. Mm-hmm. I'm still stealing those bananas. Mm-hmm. I was watching this TikTok video the other day and a guy had been pulled over for speeding. He didn't have his proper license to be driving alone.
His driving permit.
Yeah, he had to have a supervisor with him at right. all times. And the cops were basically like really nice to him. They were mm-hmm. just like, look, we can't proceed unless you get your person. So here are your two options. Mm-hmm. We either take the car from you right now and you get an Uber home, or you call a person and then we see them drive off with you. Mm-hmm. But he was contesting all of that. He was basically saying like, traveling is my right. He was going off of this right to travel. And so he kept coming back to this word of like, I can travel freely. And mm-hmm. so this is part of my freedom in mm-hmm. the States. And he kept arguing that. My point to this is you can argue anything. Mm-hmm. And I think in today's society, we're getting worse and worse and worse and worse because all of us just want to keep pushing the boundaries because none of us like this idea of having our hands cuffed or having Big Brother watch us.
Or having accountability for yourself.
Having accountability. So yeah. because we're all suffering in this economy, we're all choosing to be more and more and more selfish and we're all trying to take mm-hmm. and have that individualistic mind. But again, is that saying that we're all turning into bad people?
No, I don't think that. I do think with societal economical pressures, it does push you to a certain extent. Now, again, this goes back to intent. If you're someone who you're struggling in your life and you gotta do X, Y, and Z because you're truly struggling because of certain societal pressures or economical pressures, I can still say the intent there is not inspirited. It's coming from survival. It's like when there's a man or a woman in a abusive situation and they have to survive. And so they might resort to certain extreme measures of, let's say, violence because they have to escape or things happen. The intent is so important here. If I want to do something and I know it's going to hurt you, but I'm like, fuck her, I'm still going to do it. That's mean-spirited.
But now, the level to which someone is conscious of how much it's hurting you,
right?
This is where it can, right. you can't just
I agree. And I don't ever assume anything that everyone, because I've reached a point in my life where I realized common sense is not so common. And that a lot of things that I might be socially aware of or observant of, a lot of people don't have. And so I've just accepted this. And so part of the additional responsibility as a human being that I've decided to take on is almost over explain myself or over communicate to ensure I'm not assuming that your, or not yours, but like someone else's knowledge is the same as mine, because it's also not fair for me to assume that. So I will make sure before I make that judgment of, well, that's kind of not nice what you did, before I reach the mindset, before any of that happens, I've done sufficient communicating with you. I've expressed my feelings in different forms, because everyone hears different ways of communication, right? And if you continue to still do it without regard for my feeling, without awareness of my feeling, that's also important. Isn't that psychopath behavior, by the way?
So I think that this is where the debate should be on capacity to understand what you're communicating versus being a psychopath. But I think one could also argue that if you are a psychopath, you simply don't have the capacity.
Yeah.
So this is where I really try to not give people the benefit of the doubt, but a lot of the times it's different when I'm in the situation. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I will continue to argue for what I want. For mm-hmm. example, if I'm in a relationship and I want them, I'm going to continue to argue with them despite them not listening to me. But mm-hmm. as an outsider, 100% of the time, my advice to other people is always, you're going to have to walk away mm-hmm. because this person doesn't have the capacity to understand your depth of love, your depth of how you're communicating. Yeah. They simply don't even know
yeah.
how much they're hurting you. Mm-hmm. So my heart still goes out to these people because mm-hmm. I have a hard time believing that people are that willing to be bad to a person that they, that has never done anything wrong to them. I'm more willing to believe that they just simply lack the capacity to understand that they're hurting someone.
We can't blank slate or generalize like a certain thought over every single situation. You have to look at every situation for its own experience. And I think what you're saying does apply to certain situations like emotional intelligence. Like sometimes there's, you know, deeper conversations you have with people, friends, guys, whatever, and you really do realize they don't get it. After a certain point, you have to, as you just said, you know, the advice of you just need to walk away. You do need to walk away because, and it doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean, it's just, as you said, they just don't have the capability or the capacity to go deeper or to understand where you're coming from. And that's fine. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when someone is intentionally going out of their way to hurt you. And I'm talking about very basic like acts. We can use the word cheating, for example. We can use the word lying, for example. Just being mean comments. So let's say you have a partner or a friend who just puts you down a lot. And you turn around and you tell them, hey, the way you're talking to me really upsets me. It really hurts my feelings. Do you mind just not communicating that way with me? Maybe, you know, maybe if you are feeling a little bit upset with me, maybe you just let me know and we just take a few minutes of a pause. Or, but then they're like, no, I'll call you fat. I'll call you the C word. I'll call you whatever I want. They continue to do it. Right? So you're telling me that that person just simply doesn't have the capacity to understand not to be mean?
I am.
I have a hard time. I think that's where, for me, I hold people to higher accountability. And I think our society as a whole, we need to start putting that standard on people because we've just gone away with way too much.
I agree with that. We've gotten away with way too much. But I think that instead of viewing it as people are intentionally trying to hurt other people, I would say that people are more inclined to just put blinders on. Like, that's really what's happening. But that conscious choice is not a conscious choice to hurt people. It's a conscious choice to be selfish.
Right. Knowing you're hurting someone. And remember, we had this conversation about dating. And so if you're in love with someone and the other person is not in love with you, it's up to the other person who isn't in love with you to end it, because they're aware that they don't love you. They know it.
But they're thinking selfishly, and that's why they're staying.
So the first few months of them being like, you know what, this is fun. But then when you can see this person is starting to, their anxiety starts escalating. They start having issues. All these like problems start coming to their lives that you are causing. And you do not go out of your way to say, hey, I gotta cut this. And you choose to put blinders on. That is messed up to me.
See, I don't think at that point. No. I think the longer you have blinders on, the easier it is to.
That doesn't allow you to get away with it.
But how many
to what you're saying?
No, but see, how many times I've been a person that's ghosted people, and I've hurt people. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Does that make me a bad person? Does that make me someone that deserves to be treated that way? And I don't even bat an eye. I don't remember these people at all.
So not every action, I think we're like mixing concepts here. Your action doesn't necessarily mean what you did is bad. Just because you did something good or bad, it doesn't make you a good or bad person, right? You could give charity, but you're killing people every day. It doesn't mean you're good, right? So it's two different things. We're talking about the intent of why you ghosted. So was the intent like, oh, this is just not working? It's almost easier to just break that off. And the relationship just wasn't deep enough or substantial enough to have a conversation. We've talked about ghosting before. And is it something that I personally would do? No, I always rather send the text of, hey, this friendship isn't really working for me, da da da. And if they want to have a constructive conversation, it's fine. But if they're being aggressive or like rude about it, then yeah. Block done. Different approaches to different things. The intent, though, is simply for you to say, oh, this isn't really working. I need to escape. The intent isn't for you to say, F you, you're in love with me and I'm going to show you how it feels. That's not the intent, right?
No, but these men have also texted me back and described that they are hurt.
Right.
And I couldn't care less.
Right.
So again, my intent is selfish, selfish, selfish.
Right. But was your intent
to hurt them, but I also just didn't care that I was hurting them.
Okay, so let's take that scenario. Perfect. Let's take that scenario and let's do this. You've ghosted someone. Mm-hmm. They messaged you back and they said, I'm heartbroken. I'm devastated. And you still don't message them back because you're like, you know, I don't actually care about you.
Yeah.
A couple weeks passes by and you're alone. You feel lonely. You're like, you know what? This guy messaged me a few weeks ago saying he was devastated. Let me just call him back. Let me message him. You message him back. And you say, hey, what are you up to tonight? Get him on the hook again. Get your dopamine, you know, what you need from it, your attention, whether it's just behavioral or emotional or physical, whatever. You get what you want out of it. Then the next day you're like, that was great. I got my hit. See ya. Even then, I would say, you know what? That guy was the idiot that came back. I would still put it on them. Now, guy comes back again and says, hey, I'm devastated. I'm heartbroken. I'm in love with you and I thought there was something here and you drop me like I mean nothing and you don't even respond. You say, I don't even care. Second time, you do it again. Oh, I'm feeling lonely again. So what does this make you? Are you still simply only selfish?
I would say yes.
No, I think after repeated patterns of behavior where you choosing to hurt people knowingly, being aware that you're hurting someone and you're choosing your selfishness to the point of stepping on other people, that is a mean-spirited behavior. And for me, again, people like this exist. For me, I choose not to have those people in my life.
Yeah, I think it's good that you choose not to have them in your life. But I'm still going to argue because I've been in this position where I have had repeated behaviors that hurt people.
Mm-hmm. We all have.
And I continue to ignore them. I'm still going to argue that it's out of selfishness and it's not out of an intent to hurt someone. Because I cannot believe that is the intent of so many people in relation, because I know we're focused on our own experiences.
No, hold on. But, sorry. I'm not assuming everyone's intent is bad going into it. I'm saying after a certain point, when you've excluded just simply, I didn't know. Right. And, you know, when we started this podcast with two definitions, the legal definition and the social definition. Mm-hmm. And so if you're ever in a court of law, you tell the judge, Your Honor, I didn't know this was the law. The first thing they're going to say is, that's not our problem. Your lack of knowledge or your lack of awareness is not an excuse to break the law. Because after a certain point, this is why after 18, the judicial system holds adults accountable for your behavior. You have enough influences in your life at that point. Media, social media, TV, news, mom and dad, society, teachers, all sorts of things to have the option of choosing good or bad.
Okay, so this is where I'm a little bit more of an anarchist than you. My argument for this does spill over into other things other than relationships. So in our city, they just introduced, I think 2 years ago, this tax if your property goes vacant. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So they're going to charge you a tax if you own a home mm-hmm. and your property is vacant. Mm-hmm. I don't own a home, but mm-hmm. I do admin work for someone who does own a home. I am very detailed in my work.
Yes.
I'm not an accountant, but I'm very detailed in how I intake information and process information and read it. Mm-hmm. I pay all my bills on time. Mm-hmm. And this was something that went missed.
Right.
And we received a letter from the city with a very large sum of money that penalty. Is to be owed because yeah. you missed this.
Right.
And it was like in red writing, and it's very mm-hmm. scary because mm-hmm. basically like you're doing something against the law and da da da. There was no intent behind this. I just simply missed filing something.
Right.
I was unaware.
Right. Well, I think hundreds and thousands, if not millions of Canadians were.
Turns out it just wasn't a well-coordinated process
exactly.
at the end of the day.
And this is why they revoked it.
Fine.
Yeah.
But I can also see, having met hundreds of people in my lifetime, mm-hmm. I can see how there are many people who are unaware mm-hmm. about basic things. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that there's all kinds of lawsuits that happen and then people that end up going to jail who have done tax fraud, like celebrities, and then they mm-hmm. say they didn't know, which actually, you know what? Sometimes I believe because they hire some kind of accountant. Mm-hmm. The accountant does all the work mm-hmm. and they're just some dumb actor that doesn't know what's going on behind the scenes. Right. I believe that.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
Those people can still suffer the consequences because the law is the law.
Yes.
And this is where I do feel bad, and not just in this example, but I always end up feeling bad for many things, mm-hmm. not just white collar crimes, but crimes that involve mm-hmm. drugs, you know, first time offenses, mm-hmm. all of these things. It's like, yes, some people should be aware. Did you hear about those people that accidentally brought bullets in their bag to another country that has strict laws?
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, everyone's saying like, yeah, screw them. They had this coming. Mm-hmm. Gun laws are firm everywhere else, you stupid Americans. And mm-hmm. like, yeah, I am also anti all of that stuff. But I also feel bad because I know what it's like to be just dumb.
Right.
And not have intent with every single action that you do or every single action that you don't do.
I agree. I think everything you said is correct, and I would most likely be on the same page with you for most of it. But I think this is exactly why we're having the conversation, and we come circle back to it every time. It's not every behavior is bad. Not every behavior has intent. But some behaviors do have intent, and some behaviors have bad intent. And when there is bad intent that's associated with the bad behavior, I think those are bad people.
I think that's a really great point. But what I will say is, would you argue against me saying which behaviors have intent? Mm-hmm. Is based off of what you're passionate about.
No, no. I think intention has nothing to do. Hopefully I'm not biased about it, but like, your intention is your intention. It's your prerogative. And so if you came up to me and you hit me in the face and you said, babes, I'm so sorry, I didn't intend to. The act of hitting someone wherever you go, right? Wherever you go in the world, it's violence. Now, you might say, F you, I'm going to punch her in the face. Or you might say, oh, I slipped accidentally, or I was trying to hit something else and I accidentally my arm. The intent is important. The white collar situations, when you say, you know, these celebrities go, they get sued because, or whatever, they go to court and they say, well, I honestly didn't know. If they can actually prove that it was an innocent crime, their sentencing differs between non-intentional and intentional. Same thing with murder, right? You have manslaughter, you have second degree. So this is why the court is like, what was your intent? What was the objective here? Was it coming out of malice? Was it mean-spirited? Or was it survival? Or was it just purely accidental? What was it? Right? And so how has your actions now impacted, whether intentionally or unintentionally, X person? Because your repercussions still continue regardless of your intent. When someone hits your heart or breaks your heart, your whole life changes. The ripple effect continues. Okay, they didn't mean it, but it still impacted you, right?
Yes, but...
So...
But when we choose to argue about intent, we're typically arguing about the human behaviors in relationships.
Yes.
So what I'm saying about how angry or to battle we will go mm-hmm. for intent... is based on how passionate we are about something. You know, I'll bring up animals. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people will say, this man I'll never date because he's cheated on a bunch of people and he simply doesn't care. Mm-hmm. But I add into that, this man I'll never date because I don't like how he treats animals. Mm-hmm. And that says a lot about his behavior.
Right.
But what if his story about how he treats animals is where he's from in his country? Animals, you know, are more like wildlife and right. you have to be more firm with them and mm-hmm. da da da. And but over here in North America, we treat our animals like they're snuggle bunnies. Yeah. They're just another member of our family.
Yeah.
So we all have these different definitions and passions about where we draw the lines.
Yes.
Again,
I feel like you're mixing it up. So I want to reiterate, I'm not assuming your intent is the same as my intent. So if you do X, Y, and Z, I'm not assuming your intent was the same. I'm asking you what your intent was.
Well, how are they going to tell you the truth? How are you going to rely on them to tell you the truth?
Well, it's not necessarily them giving you the answer, but like through conversation, you identify someone's intent, right? So for example, when someone is like revenge cheating, that comes out in conversation. Right now, maybe it doesn't come out the first sentence because they're playing victim and they're like, oh, I was so hurt. But then through conversation and certain, you know, trigger words that come up, you're like, oh, there was revenge behind that. I was like, you know what? She cheated, so I'm going to get her back. And so when there's that intent, right, then it's your own. I'm taking your own word. I'm not taking my word because you're right. Everyone's intent is different. And in fact, circling straight to the beginning of this podcast, we did the exact same thing this morning with different intents, right? With different objectives, with different perspectives completely, right? I don't assume you do the same as me and you don't assume I do the same as you. You ask me, I ask you, and you find out. And so this is why I said, when you communicate repeatedly to the person, hey, FYI, when you do X, Y, and Z, it really hurts me. Do you actually care about me? Yes, I do care about you. What does that mean to you?
But that's still your perception of their intent. Because again, what's the piece that's missing here is that you're not taking into account their capacity, their capability for understanding. And that's what I will continue to go to bat for.
No, because I'm not talking about deep things. I would push back on that again.
Because if you're telling someone something, I love you,
I'm
please
not talking
don't hurt
about
me.
That.
And they continually hurt you. That is your perception of their intent.
I'm saying when you take that knife, let's take it to like very basic things. When you take a knife and you scratch me with it, mm-hmm. and I'm saying, ow, this hurts. Right. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, sorry, I didn't know this hurt you. Mm-hmm. I dated a guy for like 2 weeks or like 3 weeks, and he kept pinching me and like hitting me. And the first time I was like, oh, okay. The second time I was like, ow, this really hurts. And he laughed at me. He's like, psh, please. The okay. third time he did it, then he hit me. And I said, hey, this effing hurts. Don't do that. I even gave him the benefit of that he wasn't even aware of his strength.
Okay.
So then he continued hitting me. And then at that point I said, wait, his intention, is it fair for me to assume that his intention at that point was not correct? That's fair.
No.
That's still not fair.
So we're going to come back. Because remember, we talked about an example. There was an example that happened in one of our lives. One of us had been broken up with. Mm-hmm. The way the breakup happened, mm-hmm. the guy was just very careless.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All throughout this relationship, the female had clearly had more passion mm-hmm. for the male than the male did.
Yeah.
And all throughout this relationship, one of us kept telling the other person, I just don't think that he has the capacity
yes.
to love like this.
Yes.
And when the breakup happened and he didn't care, he didn't show any kind of emotion, the girl that was being broken up with kept saying, this is now very clear. He simply doesn't care about me mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. A point was made at that point, which is the point I'm about to make, you can't assume their capacity to understand even hurt
yeah.
is there. So you're saying, you know, a person will slash you and mm-hmm. you're going to tell them, ouch, this hurts. I'm saying that some people can be so fucked up mm-hmm. that unless they've experienced that kind of hurt themselves, mm-hmm. that depth of hurt, they are not going to understand how hurt you actually are. In their mind, they're going to be brushing it off and just being like, she's just crying wolf mm-hmm. because that's all it means to them mm-hmm. because they've never experienced that level of love
yeah.
and therefore they've never experienced that level of hurt. So in my argument, mm-hmm. they are not being careless toward you. They, again, simply don't have the capacity to mm-hmm. understand hurt.
And I think I appreciate that perspective, and specifically with that example you just gave about the relationship. I think you're right. And I think this is why with that person, we would never say he's a bad person. We would just say he just didn't have the capacity. And so I don't think the intent there was to intentionally hurt the female. And so I would never turn around and say they're a bad person. With that being said, though, the example I gave about like hitting or the knife thing is if they're physically the ones doing it. And I do get your point a little bit about not being aware of pain or empathizing or sympathizing with certain emotional pain or even physical pain. And I can understand how someone would be like, what are you talking about? This doesn't hurt that much. And I can appreciate that. Up to a certain point. First time, okay. Maybe you didn't know. You genuinely didn't know. Because maybe you hit your friends all the time, or who knows? Maybe you really, really don't know, or you have a really high pain tolerance. Second time, I can even still give you the benefit of the doubt. But after repeated patterns of you continuously hurting people, there has to be some level of accountability on your part, because you're now creating chaos in multiple people's lives carelessly. And your excuse to continue as an adult is, oh, I didn't know. I'm not aware of it. And there's people, because our society is turning around. Well, they don't know. You can't hold them accountable because they, no, you can hold them accountable. Because I promise you, when it's something they care about, when it's the girl they do love, when it's their parents, when it's their sister, mm-hmm. when it's their mother, they know how to behave. They know how to behave. So they're choosing to not care about you. They're choosing to harm you. They're choosing. It's an act. Every decision you make is an act.
See, I don't like that strong wording. I don't think that people choose to hurt people. I think they choose themselves.
Fine.
Just speaking personally.
Fine. But as a consequence, as a consequence, they're hurting people, right? As a consequence of being selfish.
Yeah, but I don't know that.
No, you're saying, no, I'm not saying.
I know that in hindsight, after they're a few
choosing
years.
Themselves. Let's say they literally are so ignorant, blissfully ignorant, that they genuinely don't know that whether it's emotional pain or physical pain, that they're actually hurting someone. Okay, let's say they don't know that. As a consequence, as a ripple effect of that selfishness, right, of that being self-absorbed and ignorant, they're hurting other people. Can we agree to that?
Yes.
Okay, so we can agree that someone's action is hurting someone.
Yes, but that doesn't mean they're aware.
Okay, fine. So now we're saying there's a correlation.
Yes.
Okay, now we're bringing intent. So how is intent brought into this, right? So the first time, the second time, the third time, you continue doing it for 10 years and you still don't know, fine, because no one has ever communicated to you.
Yes.
But what if?
And in the language that you understand.
So I'm saying, what if? In my scenario, in my argument, in this, my perfect argument, let's say, I'm saying you did communicate your pain in their language. Whether it's the simplified grade 2 language or completely like they're from a different country and you spoke in their language.
Okay, but when I say their language, I do still mean if they are able to have the capacity to understand it. So they still may not understand it.
So you're right. So your argument is even the basic level of kindergarten or even before that of, ow, this hurts, they don't even know.
Yes. And that is because some people move through life with trauma, right? I mean, and so they're forced to blind certain things. I'm speaking on behalf of not just people that I've cared about, but myself, because this is how I act, right? I'm defending myself in this scenario too. And by the way, I haven't ghosted that many people.
Well, as your friend, I would say hold yourself. The thing is, I know you do. I'm holding yourself accountable, doing better, understanding that, you know what? Maybe the way I communicated previously hurt other people. And I was you. I did that. I ghosted
people. Yeah, I'm learning.
We all have.
I'm learning. But I'm saying give people the forgiveness to have that time.
Yes.
In their future. To learn.
100%.
I think it's unfair to label them as right away, this was, you were aware, this was intentional, and I hate you for it. I mean, maybe we don't say the last part, but I'm just saying even the first two, I would disagree with, because it is unfair to say to someone who has their blinders on due to whatever trauma that, yeah, no, this was still intentional. It's unfair to put that those words
not.
In there.
It is not.
I think it is.
I don't think it is. I think having a healthy, safe conversation of you did X, Y, and sorry, not you, because I would never say Y-O-U to someone when I'm, I would say I felt like this. I felt this, and this is how I'm feeling at the moment. It felt intentional to me. I don't hold you like, I don't think you're an awful person. I'm sure you just weren't aware. But with that being said, I hope this is something you work on. Right?
Yeah, but they may not understand that for years.
Fine. But I have no, of all the people that we've talked about in our life and all of our text messages and all like the, you know, the impulse of like, oh, like, I can't fucking believe this. I don't hold grudge for anyone in my life.
Yeah, that's true.
I still don't. Like, even the people who have really hurt me, I don't.
Can we agree that intent is up to perception?
No.
I would say that that's fair.
No.
Based on this conversation.
No, because, intent is your intent. It's your truth.
But you're still putting a negative connotation onto someone else who may not know any better.
So if someone,
so that's unfair.
So if through conversation, no, because Cynthia, if through conversation, I realize that they really didn't know better. And
that's your perception.
No, because they're telling me like, I legit didn't know, and I believe them, right? So even if I don't believe them, but that's their truth, they're saying, I really didn't mean to do this. I was unaware that I was hurting you. And I know we've talked about it a few times, but I was genuinely unaware. Then that's your truth. The intent wasn't there.
Yeah.
They didn't intend to hurt me. But
yes.
Done. Done. Yeah. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who show that there was intent.
Right. But I think one of the things that we've argued about has been a case where the person continually hurt someone and they continually said, like, they are a person that just simply has never learned the proper lesson. And I think in that case, like, that's where I'm contesting right now, because I think that is a case that you can say that one of us is being more forgiving because they may know him better, and the other person is being more putting more of their perception of their intent on them.
Yeah,
and that's
maybe,
why my
maybe
argument.
Maybe that's a fair statement. I think you are more willing to give people the benefit of the doubt, maybe even too much, maybe for your own good, like, because deception exists, and maybe like we have different boundaries of that. Good or bad, maybe I'm the one that's too rash to judge people, perhaps. You're right. Is it fair to say that someone can continuously say they didn't mean to hurt you, knowing they were hurting you? Is that deception? Yes. You know, action and words, if they have a certain pattern, right? So I don't know. I think you make some strong points. Maybe it comes down to our own personal tolerance for human behavior.
Yet again, we did not solve the world's problems.